Today we talk about God's Word, how do you know you should date someone, and book recommendations for a couple. Hang out with us, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet with us as you listen with the hashtag Jeff and Alyssa. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to Anything and Everything, an up-close and personal look into the lives of two married people who talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Oh my goodness, it feels like we just resurrected from the grave. It's been like, what, 4 or 5 months?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, all I know, people have been hounding me to bring this baby back. Now, let me just tell you guys, this is why
I want my baby back.
Colby Jack Ribs. What? You just put a cheese with
ribs.
I know.
What's the word?
I can't remember. I think it's just baby back ribs. Do you remember what restaurant that's from? I don't even think they're in business anymore. It's Tony Roma's.
Yeah, I just remember it was the guy from NSYNC, the...
Lance?
No.
Justin?
Joey?
Joey Fatone or whatever?
That did the deep voice. I want more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Wow. I think people only older than 25 will resonate with that one. But yeah, so let me tell you guys why we got a hiatus. So I just mentioned it in some vlog footage, but the biggest reason is we started, the podcast kind of fell by the wayside once Kinsley went from 2 naps to 1 nap, which if you're a parent, you know exactly what we mean by that. And basically what happened is when a baby goes to 1 nap, it's amazing, right? Because there's a pro side to it. And the pro side is that you can do more stuff. You're not really like tethered to the house because you don't have to be back every 2 or 3 hours. And so it's really fun. You can go out and do stuff and all that. But at the same time, give them the con side. Give them the downside.
Well, no, it's okay. It's just your rest time is a little less. But at the same time, it's a little more because it's like a longer period.
Yeah, well, because when the baby's at 2 or 3 naps a day, you get used to these margins throughout the day of like, oh, I can do stuff. I'm not on like crazy, you know, watching and making sure she doesn't chew on something and choke all the time. And, you know, you're just, and then you have all these margins, but then also add the fact that once they go to 1 nap, you no longer have that margins, but also they're now at the age with 1 nap where they're like, walking and climbing and basically just cray cray 24/7. So we just realized that
it's fun.
Yeah. So the only margin we could really shoot the podcast is during that nap. And then basically, it's such a fun season with Kinsley right now, that during that time we now just fall asleep ourselves. Cause
it's true. So, but we've also been really busy.
Yeah. It's been pretty crazy, which I'm going to, we don't have to recap all that a ton. Cause I'm going to put more of that stuff in the vlog of what we went up to with Waco and Dallas and our Texas trip. And then we went home for a little bit. That'll probably be on this week's vlog. I'm going to bring those back now too, now that we got some time, but I don't even know, man, what do we talk about? First of all, let's talk about the fact that we have like 50 lemons right in front of us right now. Cause we have a lemon tree that's bearing fruit. But the hard part, and you know, Yahweh, God, you know, I'm all for your natural rhythms of how you make fruit bear, but it really is not the best that like, they all bear at the same time, you know? So it's like we have 400 lemons that are all ripe at the exact same time rather than like, I wish there was 400 lemons spread throughout the year.
True.
So we have a ton of lemons that we don't really know what to do with. Do you want to tell them about my endeavor last night?
No, you tell them.
So I made some lemon curd last night, which I don't know if you guys know Alton Brown. He is like the real MVP, the best food personality out there. I found a lemon curd recipe. I started making it and I just missed one of the directions and I put way too much lemon juice and it just turned really watery and was not thickening. So it should have taken 8 minutes according to Alton. And I think it took like an hour and it still wasn't as thick as it's supposed to be, but at least it didn't separate. We do have curd. It is good. It's just not as like thick and spreadable as possible.
So not always really lost. Delicious. I just have to make some scones now.
Yes.
Put it on and yes. Then we'll freeze it. We yes. Can make a lot of lemon curd and give it away as Christmas gifts.
That's true. Lemon curd for days.
As long as Jeff makes it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was 4 lemons that it took for that whole batch of right. curd. And so, yeah, we might have to do like 100 batches and then 5 million hours. And I just need, yeah, okay. I just need to get a little bit better at it, I think, next time. But yeah, catch them up. What's going on in your life? How are you doing? Like, I don't know this as your husband. But yeah, just what are you feeling? What's on your mind? I'm doing like my best Oprah like question asking right now.
I know, except she would be more like specific.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're doing good. We're gearing up for book tour.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's exciting. Jeff's book comes out October 13th.
Yes, it does. Which if you have not checked it out, October 13th, it's not what you think. I'm not just saying this, but I like this book.
Oh, the title is It's Not What You Think.
Oh, yeah, no. Not, it's not what you think. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's always awkward when now with that title. I love that title, but it's funny because people will be like, oh, what's your book about? Or what's it called? I'll say, it's not what you think. And they're like, oh, okay, well, what is it?
What is it?
I'm like, no, it's literally, it's not what you think. No, I'm really excited for this one, you guys, even more than Jesus is Great in Religion. Personally, what it took out of me to write it, what hopefully I want it to do. I know it's weird to say like you like your own stuff, but like I like, what I mean by this, I like this one better than anything I've ever done. So I'm really excited for it.
I think it was just a lot of like what God was teaching you and really digging in. Where the first one was more your story.
Yeah.
And this one is like, okay, what is God actually teaching you? And then how do you teach it to others?
Exactly, exactly.
In an easy way to understand.
Yeah. So real quick, guys, Barnes & Noble is doing a crazy deal right now where for $12, so it's $5 off, you can get a signed edition of it. So just go to barnesandnoble.com and just search my name and it should be the first thing that comes up, or it'll say parentheses signed edition. Which, that's incredible that you can get a signed book. So my 1 year's worth of work for $12. That's a pretty decent deal. You know, it's like a Chipotle and a half order, you know, for a year's worth of someone's work. But really go check it out, especially on Barnes & Noble signed edition, because the cool part, especially in a, like a non-Christian company like Barnes & Noble, is if a book does really well, they just keep putting it in places that gets it out to more people. And so for me, it's a real evangelistic opportunity. Basically, when the book does well, they put it in front of non-Christians a lot more. And so that's really exciting for me.
So do you want to tell them, like, in a couple sentences what the book's about?
Well, it's not what you think. So, no, the subtitle is Why Christianity is About So Much More Than Going to Heaven When You Die. And the premise of the book is each chapter is a real dense theological concept, like Sabbath or table or temple or story or kingdom, things that were really important to Jesus and his world in the first century that we've really lost by being kind of 21st century Western Christians. So it's kind of like a recovering book. It's trying to say, hey, what does it look like when, almost like a National Treasure version of Christianity? Like, you know, what happens if we go searching and recovering kind of these things that have been buried for a long time? And that, man, I'm going to use that. I've never used that illustration before, but yeah, I'm going to use that in the future. And so, yeah, so I'm really excited for it. So Barnes & Noble, search it signed edition, or notwhatyouthink.tv if you want to order it from somewhere else.
What's the hashtag?
INWYT book, which is not the best hashtag, no. But it used the
it's just the beginning of each.
Yeah, it's basically
word.
The acronym of the title, yeah. Book. So INWYT book. Which, by the way, it used to be not what, did I tell you this?
Yeah.
It used to be not what you think, the hashtag, but if you actually go search that hashtag, it's like a really X-rated hashtag.
So don't go searching
so
it.
So don't go search the hashtag. We actually did that for like a week and then we switched it because we were clicking on the hashtag and there was a lot of just scandalous things that were not what you think. If you know what I mean. So, yeah, so we're not a fan of the hashtag now, but at least it's dedicated. At least when you click on it, it's book stuff instead of, you know.
And then what was your favorite like chapter of the book?
Content wise, probably 1 or 7, which is story and kingdom. Ones that like, meaning just fun to write, fun to research, fun to think about. Mm-hmm. But chapters that I would say like would say are most important, or ones that I'm stoked on the most, or ones that I think people like, there's a few people that have already read it. And it's funny that they're all kind of saying the same chapter was their favorite. And that's either the Sabbath chapter or like the wounds and table chapter, which is basically kind of the second half of the book. And so, first of all, if you do pick it up, don't give up if it's boring in the first half, because apparently the favorite chapter is at the end. But yeah, so that's been interesting to see that there's been a theme there. And so I would say, yeah, I think the ones that people remember the most will be the Sabbath or the wounds one. But yeah, so there's that. Enough with the book. I don't want to just...
a little teaser.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to, you know, sell the stink out of this thing. You know what I'm saying? But, well, yeah. One more thing. If you pre-order the book and you turn in your... So basically, if you get that signed edition and then you just screen cap your receipt and send it into the website at notwhatyouthink.tv, you get like a ton of freebies. You get like my audiobook, another audiobook. You get like a free ebook that I wrote on Sabbath and devotional, all this stuff. So literally $12 for just goodies on goodies on goodies. Like, holla at your boy.
Holla.
You know? Yeah, we're just trying to hook y'all up, okay? But yeah, anyways. So we still haven't answered your question. So what's been going on? What are you up to?
Well, that was it. We were just gearing up for book tour. So we're going to be traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Like gone all of October.
Yeah, well, you'll be gone with me the first week, and then I go on for another 3 weeks without you, which is going to be so sad. Pray for us, y'all. Pray for us. No, seriously, though, I'm not that stoked to be separated from you and Kinsley that long. That'll be, I think, the longest I've been away from you guys. But tell them about your Instagram yesterday. I really liked that.
Well, yeah. Well, I just Instagrammed like a scripture I doodled. And also, I wanted to say it on the Instagram. I just copied it from Pinterest.
Oh, yeah, because some people were like, you should sell that.
Yeah, no, I love doodle. Well, no, I like
doodling. You're a really good artist and doodler. But
if I can copy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't, like, think of it on my own. And I didn't have an eraser, so it's really not perfect. But I just wanted, you know, which is great. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't.
But tell them the concept of it, though.
You don't have
any
pressure. You just write it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. You've just been in a space and place. Give a little precursor to that.
So if they go look it up, they don't give you all the street cred.
Well, yeah, not that it's that great, but
it's pretty phenomenal.
Just a lot of grace there, but yeah, I've just been in a really different season, just feeling almost like I'm just in survival mode and not really like I have a desire to read God's word, but I'm not. I don't even know how to say it.
Well, you're
just, I'm not able to. Like, I sit down and I can hardly get through a chapter, which is so unlike me. Like, I really love to dig
Which, by the way, you guys, you've seen on the vlog, Alyssa's the person that, like, you know, getting up at the butt crack of dawn, 4 a.m., in God's Word for 5 hours, just getting those nugs on nugs on nugs. And so, yeah, so I can see what you mean by that, but keep going.
Not quite that much, but yeah, I just really love God's Word. And so it's been a really hard season to just sit down and not even be able to, you know, even if I get through a chapter, like not being able to retain any of it. So it's just really been different. So
you probably say mostly because of tiredness, right? Like Kinsley's in just such a season. Kinsley's in such a season where it's just really, a 1 year old is really all hands on deck. So it's very much like, I feel like when you get your margin, you're like, man, I just want to take a nap or I just want to eat.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't say that?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't really know all that's going on, but, so I just realized, I've just been really praying, like, Lord, show me how to abide in you, even when it looks different than it's always looked. And how do I abide in Christ throughout the day? And it, you know, I don't have to spend tons of time in his word. And I really just want to know him more and have his word be in my heart, just filling my mind instead of other things. So I just was like scrolling through Pinterest yesterday and just Googled like scripture calligraphy or whatever and just screen captured a bunch, and I'm just gonna sit for like a half hour and copy it. And it was so cool. Like yesterday I just thought of that one verse all day, and so
that is really cool.
It's been it's different, but it's really cool that the Lord is so gracious with us, and different seasons look different. And you know, the seasons when you have lots of time to really study God's word or dig in is so sweet, but those seasons when you don't, there's other ways to still abide in him. That's kind of what I'm learning.
Well, I think what is it, Psalm 119, where it says like hide God's word in your heart or something like that?
That's what I really want.
What's the exact quote?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Psalm 119, 9 or 11 or somewhere. It says basically, you know, I have hid my words in your heart so that I may not sin against you. So the reason, you know, we read the scriptures is to follow Jesus, know him deeply, to have an intimate experience with him, because it's his word and he is ultimately the word, capital W, Jesus himself. But I feel like the goal is to get God's word in your heart so that then, like, kind of like we're sponges, right? When we get squeezed, we want that to come out of us, not our sin or our bitterness or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I think we need to realize, it's not an issue of like, did I have my quiet time or did I, you know, read exactly how I wanted to, or did I get through five chapters? The issue is just, how do you get it into your heart? And there's plenty of ways of stuffing that scripture in your heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can read it, you can listen to it on audiobook, you can doodle it. Someone can just encourage you that day with God's word. So I think, I think if we change the goal and not being more about, I know I struggle with this personally of like, you know, that I can check it off the list. And it's easier to check more, you know, logical ways of learning off the list, like I read X amount of time or did this many chapters, rather than no, did I hide it in my heart today? Whether that's doodling or thinking or me and you encouraging each other with scripture. Yeah. So I feel like if we change the goal a little bit, that can help us realize, man, well, it lets us be, it's a way more bigger picture goal. So then it's more like creative, and then God can really show up in cool ways and stuff like that. So that's really cool. And I really loved your Instagram. If you guys want to go check it out, Alyssa Joy Beth Key on Instagram. Phenomenal little doodle.
Just, it wasn't that great.
The dudes for days. Doodles for days.
Doodles for days.
Doodles will day. It was amazing. But so that's kind of where you've been. That's where we've been. It's just been a fun season with Kinsley. Did you just make fun of my high-pitched voice?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of cute.
I just went through puberty all over again.
Jeff also made pesto the other night.
Okay.
Yep. Let me just say, last night we ate it. It was like the best meal I've had
in
a long time.
Yeah, you don't need to toot my horn that strongly, but
I
can.
I'm gonna toot it.
Yep.
We went to a little farmer's market.
Toot along.
And we got a big bag of basil.
But we didn't realize how much basil it was.
It was a lot, which is great because I feel like at the grocery stores you can only get a little bit. And
for
so,
like $1 million, yeah.
Well here. So we got this huge bag. So we came home.
They were like, well, we need to use it because it goes bad in like 2 days.
Yeah, and you can use any nut. You don't need pine nuts, which I think that's why I've never made it, because pine nuts are really expensive. Mm-hmm. So I just bought a thing of cashews, which I loved the cashews because I felt like it almost gave it a cheesy taste.
Yeah, because cashews are a lot more oily, you guys, than pine nuts. And so cashews basically turn it almost into like a white sauce pesto, because it's more like an oily, creamy nut when it gets ground up. It was amazing. So real quick, if you guys want, you know, I mean, I'm not like a Malton Brown or nothing, but if you guys want just, you know, little pesto nugs, get your basil, pull the leaves off the strands, toss that baby in the blender or food processor or whatever you call the actual brand of that one they usually tell you to, what is it, Vitamix or whatever, the one that they always tell you to use.
I don't know.
Basil.
Olive oil.
Well, olive oil's last. So basil, nuts. Whatever you want, which one you want to use.
I hear a lot of people use walnuts.
Walnuts, macadamia nut, I heard is really good.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts is the actual one pesto, but you can use whatever. You did cashews. And then you can do Parmesan cheese, which helps, again, creamify it a little bit.
But you don't need it.
Lime or lemon gives a little bit of citrus, and then garlic. And then you blend that all up, and then while you're blending it, you pour in oil. And basically, you just pour the oil until you feel like it gets to the consistency you like.
Yeah.
So.
And you can freeze it.
Hashtag too easy.
And it's really delicious.
Yeah, so we just put it in a mason jar when we were done, and then we just slapped that baby on some pasta, and then put some artichoke hearts out of a can in there. Boom, shakalaka. That was one of the best dinners I've ever had. Ooh, don't get me started. I'm kind of salivating right now. Anyways.
Jeff hasn't eaten lunch yet.
There's leftovers, actually.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, yes. Okay, we're finishing this podcast, and I'm eating. Okay.
So I'd love to hear people's, whoever's listening.
Yep, hashtag Jeff and Alyssa, hop in the conversation.
What, like... your go-to meal is.
That's like easy, or you feel like you're good at.
Easy, that's good, that you're good at. If you want to share the recipe, I wouldn't mind.
Yep. Holla at your boy. Hashtag Jeff and Alyssa.
The easier, the better. The cheaper, the better.
We love
recipes.
Amen. But yeah, so that's.
Oh, yeah. So what's on the agenda today? I apparently didn't know what we were talking about, but.
Well, let's just. I think we're already 15, 20 minutes in. So that's usually when we go to questions. So let's just go to questions, because that usually gets us off on good tangents. Real quick before we go to questions, one or two more housekeeping things. It's been so long since we've caught up with you guys, so I want to tell you guys about a few things. One is, when Alyssa was just talking about scripture, I did just do an e-course on digintotheword.com. It's 8 sessions, video sessions. You get an amazing PDF. You get a Bible reading plan. You get my spoken word for free. We basically just wanted to give you everything I could that I had control or copyright over if you download it. And it's $49. You get it forever. It's digital all, so you can do it in a group. You can do it by yourself. But it's basically kind of a basic 101. How do I get excited about the Bible? How do I read it more? What are some tools? What are some resources? And how do I start understanding it? Because I feel like that's really a lot of people's roadblock. So digintotheword.com. Check it out. Lastly, if you want to, another exciting thing I'm doing with Dale Partridge, who's a huge business guy, Sevenly and all that stuff. October 7th, we're doing a live webinar with anyone who wants to tell their story. If you want a social media following, if you want to blog more, if you want help with a website, if you want to start a YouTube channel, this is for you. It's basically, how can you turn all that stuff into a career and make it so you can put your energy and time towards it? We're going to do a whole webinar and day on it. You're going to be with me, actually. We're going to fly to Bend, Oregon, and film it live.
But I won't be in the video.
Yeah, but you'll be there offset. And even if you can't watch it October 7th, you can buy one of the tickets that can make it a bigger tier so that you get playback forever. And you might think it's expensive. I think it's like $79 for the bottom tier, $149 or $200 for the top tier. But we just wanted to make it the same price as like a conference. And so we try to keep it low and keep it like a same conference price, except you don't have to pay for a plane ticket, don't have to pay for food, don't have to pay for hotel, because it's all
What's
digital.
What's a tier?
Like different levels or stairs. So that one is events.startupcamp.com. Events.startupcamp.com.
Also,
sorry, guys, I just feel like so much has been happening. I wanted to catch you up on it, but we don't want to
inundate.
Yeah.
But Dale and Jeff are seriously like the two funnest, most...
We definitely bounce off each other well, because we're very similar.
Talkative, passionate.
When you get two ADHD people in the room, it can be chaos.
Well, actually, Dale's more than you. So anyway, if anything.
Yeah, his brain goes fast.
And plus, these men are like super crazy smart. Everything they touch turns to gold.
Whoa. I'm in the room here. Don't have to talk about me.
But I'm just going to say, just alone, just being around these two men for a day would be super fun and worth your ticket.
Well, shoot, look at that. We got a wife endorsement. I wasn't expecting that.
Okay, let's go on to the questions.
So yeah, digintotheword.com, events.startupcamp.com. And yeah, I just want to make stuff known
to you. Man Crush Tuesday.
Man Crush Tuesday? What does that mean?
It's usually Man Crush Monday.
Oh.
But I'm just going to toot your horn for Tuesday.
Oh, thanks, girl. I see you. All right, Sarah Smith. How do you know if you should date someone? And how do you know if you really like someone? If you see the person and you can't speak and you faint and your palms get sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on your sweater already, oh, mom's no. spaghetti.
Now, did you just make that up?
Babe, come on. That was an Eminem reference.
Oh, well, I don't.
It just kind of came
out.
I
didn't listen to Eminem, babe.
Yeah. Explicit lyrics. I shouldn't either. I'm sorry. I repent. But that was 8 Mile. Lose yourself. Anyway, Sarah. yeah, I feel like if you're knee sweep.
I feel like if you're questioning whether you like them, you don't like them.
Oh, you think so?
Well, maybe that's a very bold
maybe she's,
comment.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying, which I agree. I feel like if you don't. Yeah, no, I agree with that part, which if you're questioning if you like them, you probably don't. But maybe she's asking from the angle of like, how do I know? I don't know, Sarah. Like, is it almost like, how do I know I really like him? Or is it just like a butterfly, you know?
Well, she does say if you really like someone.
Yeah, how do you know if you should date someone? And how do you know if you really like someone? Okay, here, we'll just answer the first one. That's easier. How do you know if you should date someone? You want to go first?
Nope.
Okay. I would say, I think let community help decide on that decision. I think I haven't seen very many successful relationships where both sides are not stoked on the other person. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Like I feel like if all your friends are like, eh, bad news, and all their friends are like, eh, bad news, or just, eh, you shouldn't, or eh, whatever. And again, some people might not agree, and I've seen successful relationships where they've had animosity from other people, but there's kind of like it kind of starts to feel like almost like, if it starts to happen with multiple people saying that, usually it's like they probably are right, you know? So that's a huge red flag.
Not just friends, but like mentors and
yeah, parents.
Your mom knows.
Listen to your parents, for real. Like I'm 26 now, and looking back, just listen to your parents. Mom, I think you listen to this podcast. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. I am sorry. You just listen to your parents, you guys. Which, yeah, I think my mom does listen to this podcast when she runs. So, Mom, you're amazeballs. I just call you amazing. I just say amazeballs, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say on the podcast. Either way, listen to your parents. Okay, so how do you know if you should date someone? Yeah, so the red flags are that. But if it's no red flags, I would say, do you feel like it's a time you should be in a relationship? Meaning, do you feel like you can give the time and the energy and the weight towards a relationship right now? Or do you feel like God's trying to teach you something else in an emotional and mental capacity that you don't have the time and energy for a relationship? You have to weigh those, you know, because mm-hmm. It takes a lot of energy and toll on someone to go into a, you know, intimate dating relationship. And I mean that in the sense of just like because hearts and stuff and conversations mm-hmm. and emotions. So, yeah, I would just say you know usually if you have the bandwidth, if you have the energy, or if God wants you to still be in that season of waiting and teaching and growing. And then also maybe if you guys feel like you're both in the place where marriage doesn't have to be tomorrow. Like mm-hmm. don't get all super crazy like the Christian university kids where it's like, hey, we had coffee, we're getting married. Hey, I went to Christian university, so I'm not like, you know.
It's
you know
true,
what I mean,
though. You got to back
just off. Just because you have coffee doesn't mean you're getting married the next day. But are you in a space or place where you can have a vision, whether it's a couple years away or whatever, that, hey, I really think that I want to start us on this path.
Or you could see yourself.
Exactly.
Possibly marrying them.
Yeah. So that, I would say all of that. I don't know. It's kind of hard to go more fine-tuned details without knowing the situation. But what would you say? Same? Anything more?
Yeah. It kind of sounded more like, how do you know you're ready to date someone?
Mm-hmm. Sarah, if we messed up,
just
hit
like
us up.
Being in prayer and really seeking the Lord and in his word. The Lord always shows you. He always makes it so clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any hesitations or doubts, then it's okay to wait. It's okay mm-hmm. not to like rush into it and, you know, don't feel pressure from the guy or the girl or friends. Like you can totally. I think the thing is like nothing can thwart the plans of the Lord. So like if it's meant to be. It'll be.
Yeah.
You know, so like if that means you don't feel ready yet and you need to wait a year, but, you know, that guy mm-hmm. will wait for you or whatever. Like just knowing, resting that the Lord's in control and there's so much freedom. And
that is good. Yeah, I really like that. That's really good. So Sarah, we'll leave you with Alyssa's amazing wisdom on that because I got nothing left after advice like that. Laura had a good question. Laura Natal or Natal. I don't know. So Laura, let us know, hashtag Jeff and Alyssa, if we pronounce your last name right or not. What books could you recommend for a couple, probably long distance, but wanting to have a devotional together every night, if not most nights? That's a great question.
We've gotten that question so many times.
Yeah, and I usually don't have that many resources, but we have a new one that we want to give to you. First of all, the answer I always say is Meaning of Marriage by Tim Keller. That book transformed our life, our marriage. It's what we did for premarital counseling. It's a little dense, and it's very serious about marriage. So if you're dating, you can try to check it out, but also know it's very, very marriage-oriented. So
but
just
if you're
know
on that,
that
track,
yeah, but if you're on
good.
That track, it's good for you. I'm just saying, just know that. It's a book, so I mean, you can't really like, I don't know, you guys kind of have to pick your own plan of like a chapter a week or whatever. But one book that we've kind of started going through together, or at least that I want to go through more now, that's sitting actually on this table while we're doing this, is called New Morning Mercies by Paul Tripp. It's actually a devotional, 365 days a year, so one devotional for every day. And it's amazing. It's just one little scripture and then like three or four paragraphs per day on an amazing. And he's just amazing. I feel like he's like a surgeon spiritually. So like he really
a counselor.
Yeah, he's a counselor. So he really just, man, you just really get sometimes hit with a ton of bricks in a good way.
Also a lot of hope.
Oh, yeah. Hope in a good way. I mean, so New Morning Mercies. It's called, the subtitle's A Daily Gospel Devotional by Paul Tripp. You guys need to check it out. It's amazing. We actually got it recommended to us by another married couple who they go through it every day. So yeah, that's a quick answer to that. Would you add any other resources or things?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, Laura, I hope that helps. Great question. Carrie Davis, my husband and I will be in Maui in October. Top things we must see, do. I actually wrote a blog on that. Just Google it, like Jefferson Beth Key. I don't know, things to do in Maui. I think that's what I called the blog. And I put a lot of stuff on there. But yeah, besides the one things I put on there, I don't know if I would do anything else. Definitely do the Turtles at Hokipa. Definitely do Road to Hana. Shave Cliff
ice.
House. Shave Ice. Ualani's. There's not all shave ice are the
no,
same.
Nope.
Ualani's is the best shave ice.
It's one in Lahaina and one's in Kihei.
Yep. Bomb.com. Yep.
Yep.
Anything else you'd add?
Nope.
Okay. Let's do one more question. Sorry, I'm trying.
How about I ask you a question?
Oh, okay. Let's end on that.
Ooh. Okay. Gotta think real hard. Jeff's doing one of his ugly faces.
Yeah, I'm making a really funny face at her right now.
I just hope one day that he doesn't get stuck like that.
Yeah, whenever I do a face long enough, she kind of does the mom thing where it's like, honey, if you do that long enough, your face is gonna get stuck like that.
But they're really intense.
They're pretty bad. So much so you would actually think my muscles will contort and then freeze forever.
Like one time.
I think I've done it on a video or two.
No, one time you were going to do a video. You filmed yourself mouth sinking. What do you call that? Mouthing?
Yeah, doing it. And then I watched
with
it. And
like
I was like, that's too ugly. I will
it
never.
Was too ugly?
Yeah, it was too ugly for me to even put online. Actually, hold on. I do have it. Do you want to just end on a question I found?
Butterface.
You want to just end on a question?
Does anybody else know what Butterface is?
No.
Okay, we'll go there.
Do you want to just...
Just fine, yeah.
Okay, I think it's Lene or Lanai.
Lene.
Are there any non-creepy ways for a girl to introduce herself to guys at church? Or is that the guy's job? There's plenty
of... No, you can introduce yourself.
Yeah, say, what up, guy? What up, dude? I don't know. How do you do
don't
it?
Don't do that, because then maybe he'll put you in the bro category.
Yeah. Say, what up, son? What up, bro Chacho? What up, bro Moto Dragon? What up, bro Tato Chip? Abraham Lincoln? I don't know. What do you tell me. You're the girl.
No, you tell me. You're the guy.
How
would you like to be approached by a girl?
Just say, what's up? Yeah, just be natural, be casual. I mean, I probably even go as far to say that the girl can even ask to hang out, you know, instigate like a hangout or two.
Really?
I think so. I think just like in the very beginning to like see if there's interest. But then I definitely think it's the guy's job to either like say like, yes, let's do it and I'll make plans or, yeah, you know, make it a date. I don't know. I'm trying
to
say
know.
Like,
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I don't mean like full on. I think the guy should lead and pursue.
You could say like, I'd love to hang out sometime.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But don't have like, hey, you want to go to coffee on tomorrow?
Totally.
No, well, let that be the guy.
Yeah, and I don't think it's like some huge sin, or if the girl does it, if the girl wants to do it, go ahead. But I think, yeah, there's a natural dynamic
a guy,
if the guy does it.
Well, if a guy is into you, he's going
to
ask you.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So you don't want to ask.
Exactly. But definitely say,
but
yeah,
definitely
let's hang out.
Hi.
Yeah,
like,
say
put
hey.
Yourself in his way.
Yeah, do the classic, like, you know, reach for the Bible around his shoulder, and then boom, your hands are around his shoulder. Classic
okay, move. No, but really, how would you, like, introduce yourself? The guy's, like, let's say on the other side of the auditorium.
I mean, I don't know. It just depends on Lene's personality. I would just say, yeah. I would say there's a plenty of non-creepy ways. Just go up to him. Say hi. I mean, we live in 2015 now, too, so you can always just engage with him on social media or say, hey, how's it going? After you say what's up to him, you know, in person.
Yeah.
maybe find common interests, because guys are really common interest type people. That's how they connect. Mm-hmm. So whether he likes sports or whatever, just find what he likes or find an affinity.
If he's wearing a jersey, be like, hey, I love the Seahawks too.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of non-creepy ways to do it. And there's also plenty of creepy ways to do it. So honestly,
I'll let you... Hi, my name's Alyssa. I've been staring at you all surface. Can I get your number?
I don't think I'd be creepy at all. I'd be like, yes, wifey.
Well, now that I'm in the wifey category.
Yeah, I know. So. Anyway,
but yeah, totally introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Just think, or if like you're at an event together, that's not as awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So
by the food table.
Exactly. Food is always a natural gathering place, a natural way to meet. So it's my love language also. So that's probably why I said that. But yeah. That's all I'd say. So alrighty, guys. Well,
we
love you guys. Sorry if this was really random and crazy. We haven't been back in our saddle for about, 5 months. So
back in the saddle again.
Hashtag us, Jeff and Alyssa, with comments, questions, concerns. Hopefully no concerns. And yeah, that's all we got. We'll see you guys later.
Peace.